possible action on issuing, discuss an executive session of number four, final plat and construction plan. A council discuss and consider and possibly take action on the final plat and construction plan submission for the Ascent Travel Center property owned by Bristol Edge Land Holding LLC, being a 12.8553 acre tract of the Samuel W. Davis survey, abstract number 108-105, further description of the Henry Ashview survey, abstract number 396, further description as the LM Hint survey, abstract number 402, in the city of Bristol Edge, Clinton and Fall County, Texas, being part of the call 22.95 acres described in a deed to KTVX Incorporation as recorded in volume 294, page 764 of the deed records of Fall County and part of the call 7.2 acres, all described in a deed to Frank Mayberg Enterprise INC as recorded in volume 333, page 893 of the official records of Falls County, Texas, generally located southwest of the old KCEM TV station on the south border side of I-35.
A lot of words.
Mouthful. What you said?
Mr. Wiggins?
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the final plat and construction plans to Ascent Travel Center with the condition that a deed.
The easement be conveyed to the city as reflected in the plat.
Easement be conveyed.
The easement be conveyed.
To the city?
To the city.
As reflected in the
plat. As reflected in the plat.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Prater seconded it. All in favor? Thank you, gentlemen. All in favor. Okay, number five, executive session item. Okay, the termination appeal to mayor and city council. Texas Government Code Section 551.074, personal matters discussing regarding employment evaluation, reassignment duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer of our employee, or to hear a complaint or change a charge against an official, officer, or employee, community development specialist, Texas Government Code, and 551074. Okay. Mr. McGurk?
Okay. After deliberation and executive session, I make a motion that we place the employee on paid administrative leave effective 29 January of this year, till we can investigate this issue further regarding the termination.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Joyce? All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Okay. Number five, equipment purchase. Refurnished DuraPatch. At the recommendation of the Budget Committee, Council discussed, considered, and wanted to take action to approve the city administrator to purchase a self-contained, fully refurnished 2021 DuraPatch from the Texas Patches in the amount of not to exceed $128,500 using monies in the FY 2023-2024 budget, preliminary budget, line item number 10-30-6914 of the general fund.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, I'll call.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
Pam, do you mind moving the slides forward just in that right arrow building?
Okay.
Okay, so before you today is a fully refurbished 2021 DuraPatch P3. It's mounted on a 2012 International 4300. Go ahead and move the slide a little bit. So this is the same unit that Council got to tour last week. Essentially, this would be a game changer for our regular state streets maintenance program. We can establish an interlocal agreement with McLennan County to purchase pickup materials in Marina, some of that emulsion material and rock. The cost for this material is going to be about $1,000 for every 10 yards of patching that we do. We're looking at about $600 for the emulsion tank, $100 video in the middle. Looks like it didn't come through on the Mac. But the before picture there is a pothole. On the right-hand side is the after effect. It's road-ready after it goes onto the streets. This can be used not only for our potholes, but also for putting shoulder material on streets where it's starting to deteriorate, and we can even create speed bumps with it. So that's something to keep in mind. Next section there, Pam. Okay, so the proposal, Gene was able to talk the agenda down to $125,000 for this. Just keep in mind that we only have $113,000 left in that line item that we're proposing that this go in. So that's going to give us a little bit of a shortfall. And so there's a couple different ways we can make that up. Council can select a different line item to put that money towards, or we can approve this through adjustment at the end of the year with our budget adjustments. But just keep in mind that we do have reserved money for this third patch purchase. Should go over that. Anyways, my recommendation is to approve.
Mr. Wiggins?
I would like a motion that we approve to purchase the refurbished Eurocatcher in an amount of $125,000, primarily from the budget item 1030-6914 out of the general fund, and then we'll settle up at the end of the year.
All right, Commissioner McGrew seconded.
Oh.
Okay, all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, number six, adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Commissioner Prater and Mr. McGrew. All in favor? Unanimous. It is now 4:42. This meeting is adjourned.
So council decided to place you on paid administrative leave.